Random House Audio presents Secrets of the Wolves by Dorothy Hurst. Read for you by Justine Eyre. Prologue. I was not the first wolf to promise to be the guardian of the humans. That pledge was made many years ago, in a time of great hunger, when a wolf named Indru met a tribe of starving humans. It was so long ago that wolves had just become wolf, and humans were not yet quite human. The humans stood on two legs, as they do now, but had not yet lost their fur. They had not learned to control fire or build sturdy dens, and they had not learned to make throwing sticks that could kill beasts many times their own size. They were not nearly as good at surviving as were Indru and his pack. The humans that Indru met at the edge of a great desert were so thin and hungry-looking that it seemed certain they would die. They should have made good prey for his pack, but Indru did not hear the call to the hunt. He felt pulled to the humans, as he would to his own packmates. He felt so drawn to them, so protective, that he could not let them die. He wanted to help them live. So Indru and his pack taught the humans the secrets of wolfkind, how to hunt rather than just scavenge what others had killed, how to find the best prey, and how a pack can work together to be stronger than any one individual. The humans survived. Indru's wolves and the newly vigorous humans hunted together and slept side by side. The bond between them strengthened until it was as much a part of the wolves as their own heartbeats. Wolf and human might have become one pack, one family, but as the humans gained strength and knowledge, they grew proud. They did not stop learning after mastering the skills the wolves had taught them, but gained more and more knowledge until they were stronger than many other creatures. They said that they were better than other creatures, and they demanded that the wolves serve them. When the wolves refused, the humans became so angry that they used their newfound knowledge to destroy everything within their reach. They killed whatever could not escape them, and, when they learned the secrets of fire, even burned their own lands. What happened next, our legends tell us, is that when the ancients, sun, moon, earth, and grandmother sky, saw what havoc the humans caused, they prepared to destroy both wolf and humankind. In other times there had been creatures who had grown too powerful, and the ancients had killed them, too. The legends say that they hurled a huge rock from the sky that caused a night that would not end, and that many creatures perished. Indru climbed to the top of a high mountain and pleaded with the ancients. He was so eloquent in his supplication that he convinced the ancients to spare wolf and humankind. In exchange, the ancients demanded a promise from Indru. They told him that the humans, when left on their own with their newfound knowledge, would continue to believe that they were different from other creatures, better than any others, and thus would find it easy to destroy everything around them. Indru promised that wolves would become guardians of the humans. They would teach the humans of the balance, how all creatures are part of the world and must not destroy that which they depend upon to survive. They would forever watch over the humans to ensure that they never again grew too proud and destructive. Indru and his packmates taught the humans how to be a part of nature, and how one must never take earth, sun, moon, sky, and the bounty they provide for granted. They taught them about family and taking care of one's pack. They taught them how to be part of everything around them. And they showed the humans how to cherish the balance. For generation upon generation, wolves tried to keep humans in touch with the world around them. But the humans, who bred faster than wolves ever had, began to want more than they had. They once again grew proud, and once again tried to make the wolves their slaves. The wolves, who could be as proud as any human, once again refused. There was a great war, with humans killing wolves and wolves killing humans. The wolves, angry and resentful, forsook their promise. The legends say that the ancients then sent a winter, 3 years long, to end the lives of wolves and humans. That other creatures would die, too, apparently didn't matter to them. Throughout the land, humans and wolves starved. Throughout the land, wolves and humans died. The second time wolves and humans hunted together, the long winter ended. A young wolf named Lita, who lived in the wide valley generations before I was born there, found a hungry human boy weeping against a rock. She felt drawn to him, as Indru had been drawn to his humans, and lay down beside him. Then Lita and the young human killed a weakened elk. The meat saved both Lita's pack and the young human's tribe, and the wolves and humans of the wide valley began to hunt as one pack, bringing the two clans together once more. The ancients, pleased that the wolves had remembered their promise, ended the long winter. But it was not long before wolves and humans began to fight once again. That was when the great wolves came to the wide valley, and as soon as they arrived, they began to tell lies. They came down from the eastern mountains and found Lita and her boy watching, bereft, as their families fought one another. No one had ever seen such huge wolves before, and when they told Lita that they had been sent down from the sky by the ancients, she believed them. They forced her to leave the valley, telling her she was a danger to wolfkind. Then they invented a false legend, that when Indru had spoken to the ancients, he had promised not to watch over the humans, but rather to stay forever away from them, so that humans would not continue to learn so many new things. They said that they had been sent by the ancients to teach the humans of the balance from afar, and that someday, when the weakness that made the wide valley wolves love the humans so much had been bred out of them, the great wolves would let them take over this task. Lita believed them. She took her human boy and left the wide valley. Only after her death did she learn the truth. She discovered a way to return to the world of life, and she came to me. By the time she did so, I was already an outcast from my pack. My mother had mated with a wolf from outside the valley. The great wolves carefully controlled the breeding of the wide valley wolves, and only they could give permission for mixed-blood pups. Wolves with outsider blood were considered unlucky, and I had almost been killed as a small pup because of it. When I grew fascinated by the humans, it only made things worse. I was told that being with the humans was wrong, and that my inability to stay away from them made me a danger to my pack and to wolfkind, that it was proof that I was an aberrant wolf. When I saved the life of a human child, I kept it secret from my pack, believing that I was unnatural. Lida found me and told me the truth, that wolves and humans were meant to be together, that our survival depended on it. She helped me learn of the great wolves' lies so that I could stop a battle between wolves and humans that would have led to war. She gave me the confidence to convince my pack that we were to be the guardians of the humans and the strength to take on the promise of wolfkind. Then she left me. She came to me one last time, a quarter moon after I'd stopped the battle. I was crouched against a stout oak, sheltering myself from a sudden windstorm. She spoke urgently, as if she expected any moment to be set upon by a larger hunter. "You've done so well, Kala," she had said, touching her nose to mine. "But I can no longer come here to you."
"Why not?"
I needed her. I'd promised to take on responsibility for the humans, at least in part because she had told me to, because she had made me promise to succeed in the task that she had failed in. She couldn't leave me to face the consequences alone. "The leader wolves of the spirit realm forbade me to come here, and now they know I have disobeyed them," she said, looking over her shoulder. "They will be watching me carefully. But it's not just that. Wolves of the spirit realm are not meant to return to the world of life. We cannot endure here for long. If I continue to come, I will not be able to live in either world." It was then that I noticed how thin she was, how frail. It had been less than a moon since I'd last seen her, and then she'd been sleek and healthy. "But I need you," I had said.
I'm supposed to keep wolf and humankind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?